This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu has said that all doctors should dedicate a few years of their professional life to rural areas. Addressing the convocation ceremonies of the University of Health Sciences and Ayush located at Nava Raipur, the president said that states like Chhattisgarh have inexhaustible reserves of herbs. President Murmu said that along with documenting it, research based on it should be promoted. Early in the day, President Draupadi Murmu attended the convocation ceremonies of the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Bhilai. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that the tribal people are a storehouse of knowledge accumulated through a natural lifestyle. President Murmu said that by learning from the lifestyle of the tribal people, one can make a significant contribution to the sustainable development of the country. The president said that the complete development of the country is possible only when there is active participation of tribal people in the development process. The president also awarded gold medals to the students. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO chairman Dr. S. Somnath today said that India's aspirations are to expand its contribution to the global space economy to 10% in the next 10 years. He said that currently India's contribution to the global space economy is just 2% and that the country wants to expand it. Dr. Somnath was delivering the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 on Indian Space Odyssey in Search of New Frontiers at Akashvani's Rang Bhavan in New Delhi. The ISRO chief emphasized the need for increased collaboration from more stakeholders engaged in the space sector. He said that the government has taken several steps to bring reforms to the space sector. He informed that the government has launched the Indian Space Policy 2023 and liberalized FDI for the space sector. He said that at present there are over 200 startups in the space sector, whereas there was only one startup in 2014. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi and Director General Akashvani Dr. Pragya Paliwal were also present at the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. BJP has released the second list of 22 candidates for the Maharashtra Assembly polls. The party has fielded Devyani Suhas Pharande from Nashik Central, Dr. Milind Ramji Narote will contest from Gadchiroli seat, and Chansukh Madanlal Sancheti will fight from Malkapur Assembly seat. Congress and the Shiv Sena Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray have also announced the second lists. The Congress has fielded former Maharashtra Minister Vasant Furke from Ralegaon. The Shiv Sena Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray has nominated Anil Gote from Dhule and Rupali Patil from Hingoli. The Nationalist Congress Party, NCP, has also announced a second list of candidates today. The major names on the list include Satish Anna Patil from Irandol, Satish Chavan from Gangapur and Pandurang Barora from Shahapur. In Jharkhand, a joint operation will be launched against Maoist in the bordering areas of five districts. State DGP Ajay Kumar Singh said this step has been taken in view of assembly elections in the state. Mr. Singh said intensive checking has been undertaken in sensitive areas of the state to nab outfits. Meanwhile, illegal materials and cash worth over 57 crore 67 lakh rupees have been seized so far during search operation in different parts of the state since the announcement of the assembly polls. 19 FIRs have been lodged for violations of the Model Code of Conduct. In cricket, New Zealand defeated India by 113 runs in the second test in Pune this afternoon. With this victory, the visitors have taken a 2-0 lead in the three-match series. New Zealand had won the first test at Bengaluru by 8 wickets. The third and final test will be played from the 1st of next month at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.